This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, journalists have been covering key moments in the history of the United Nations for as long as it's existed. And on Monday, a new photography exhibition was officially opened in Geneva that celebrates their work over the last 70 years or so. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, Nina Larson, president of the Association of UN Correspondents in Geneva, known as ACANU, describes what it's like writing the first draft of history, day in and day out.
ACANU is a professional association of professional journalists based here at the UN in Geneva. We try to represent the interests of our members who are journalists here, so we try to get the UN, for instance, to present information in a way that's easier to access for journalists.
And you did say there that your role was to facilitate the work of your members. So what difficulties do they have?
So it has changed a little bit over the decades, but I think one thing is that we push for information to be released in a timely manner, also having access to embargoed information so that journalists actually have time to prepare their stories, having access to the big names who come through here, and we push for fair access, so it shouldn't matter how big a news agency or newspaper is, they shouldn't have prioritized access to secret briefings. You know, we try to give equal access to all our members.
Talk to me then about this exhibition and let's walk through it, shall we? We have a wonderful picture of Che Guevara here, mm-hmm. Cuban delegate at the UNCTAD, now sorry for the acronym, yeah. That's the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development. Now what was he doing here and why did you choose this photo? I mean, it is a wonderful one. He's smiling, he's got a big cigar and he looks very happy with himself.
So this was, I think, the one time that Che Guevara was in Geneva, and he was here for several days at this UNCTAD conference. And maybe I could say of this exhibit with around 40 photographs that they really show the large number of monumental and really important events that have happened here in Geneva, the number of hugely important personalities who have come through here, like Che Guevara, and we have Fidel Castro, Nelson Mandela, you know, the three popes, and the work that's been done by the press corps here in Geneva and by ACANU members to cover this and immortalize these events. And I think that at a time when we're seeing increasing criticism of journalists, of the media, increasing attacks, both physical and oral attacks against journalists, that it's really important to highlight the vital work that we've done here in Geneva.
Let's keep walking around. Okay. And as you say, around 40 wonderful photos of key moments in recent and past history. So we've got one of the Pope, for example, who came to Geneva, Pope Francis, and he's surrounded by tumult, really, people yeah. delighted to see him. Others of lots of meetings, that looks very familiar. Margaret Chan, the former World Health Organization Director General. Maybe you could tell me a bit more about what it is to be a journalist. You know, there are these glamorous photographs, but these are really the pinnacle of maybe a long day of waiting.
Yeah, so I think if you look at some of these pictures, it tells you, for instance, this one where you have ICAN that just won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Really, the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons.
Very good, thank you. And we're standing in a very narrow corridor outside their office. There's me there, also speaking to Beatrice Finn, the head of the organization. And you see journalists sitting on the floor and working desperately to get the story out because it's a breaking news story.
So you're doing video, you're doing text, and maybe that brings us on to the next challenge. You know, how does the journalist of today compare with the journalist of, say, 70 years ago when ACANU was founded?
Well, it's funny, I've spoken to some of the former members of ACANU, some of the old-timers who talk about receiving, you know, huge envelopes full of money to go and set up offices in Moscow or whatever.
You've yeah. never received one? No. Just for the record.
No money. No. It's you know, you have to have a passion to be a journalist because it doesn't make for a very great living, but it's, you know, it's fun at least.
You have good stories to tell,
yeah,
at least.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not a glamorous profession anymore, I have to say.
You went to Davos recently though, didn't you?
Davos, I had to share a bed with a colleague. You have to suffer to get close to the big news stories and the newsmakers of the moment. But
yeah, I notice a recurring theme in your photos are lots of barriers, so lots of places where you have to wait behind, and even the gold barriers, they're still barriers. How hard is it to keep yourself motivated and do what you do?
Well, for starters, I think being a journalist, while it's tough, it's one of the world's best professions. You get to talk to all kinds of really interesting and important people. You get to cover all kinds of interesting stories and delve into interesting topics. So it's a passion for writing the story and, you know, the first draft of history, as they say. But it's also a sense of responsibility. Obviously, a free media is hugely important to a functioning democracy. And so we really have to safeguard access to information. It's not only our access, it's access to the public to know what's going on and what decision makers are doing.
And another aspect of your work as a journalist that we haven't covered, there are also real-life threats, and some of your members have paid the highest price.
Yeah, I mean, here in Geneva, we're obviously, it's much safer than it is for a lot of journalists elsewhere. We don't usually have to deal with too much fear of attack or, you know, being thrown in prison for writing